how long did it take you to see substantial symptom relief? How long did it take to become symptom free?
I didn't see substantial symptom relief for a long time. What I saw was tiny improvements. Now, I collapsed in August 1995, and the only reason I didn't take medication was that I was treated dreadfully by medical practitioners, a couple of neurologists, and I had two surgeons I worked with, a neurosurgeon and a plastic surgeon, who knew me and diagnosed Parkinson's within me, say to me, don't take medication unless you absolutely have to. So I battled on with a homeopath and a counsellor and a craniosacral therapist. And by early 1996, so that's about 4 or 5 months, I'd seen some small improvements in that I was almost coherent with my speech. By speaking very slowly and pausing often, I could get a sentence out. I could walk 100 metres or so, providing I had support, and 20 or 30 metres without support, providing I focused. I could actually just do a day's work, but only just. And so I had improved. I don't call them substantial improvements. That I didn't see that until probably late 1996 or early 97, when I was well into this routine of diet, meditation, using homeopathics, without necessarily understanding what I was doing. I seemed to be doing some of the right things. But in the middle of 1996, I had a huge setback. My back went into spasm. I still don't know why, but it has happened to other people, and we're looking at that syndrome. I had enormous spasm for a couple of days, and that knocked me around for 2 or 3 months and put me back. And then towards in the second half of 1997, I had another huge setback and thought I was really worse than I was in 95, and then battled out of that. The total time from collapse in August 95 to symptom free mid-1998 was 3 years. I thought that I was well then, but I realised I wasn't. I was just symptom free, and I continued to work with my health and improve significantly. And today, I've got to say, it's 10 years since I became symptom-free. I'm much healthier now than I was then. I'm 10 years older, but I walk further, I exercise more, I can work harder, I think better. So my health has improved significantly in the 10 years. But 3 years to become symptom-free. My first post my recovery, a guy called Shelley, who's an older gentleman in Queensland, in Australia, he was 79 when he came to me, and at stage 4.5, he collapsed on walking frames. He was on 1,500 milligrams of levodopa a day, plus 12 or 13 other drugs for various ailments, including Parkinson's, blood pressure, reflux, etc. He took about 6 years, 6.5 years, before he became symptom-free. But he noticed improvements after, I think, three years, 2 weeks and 11 months, something like that, or 11 days, something like that. I have got it in my records. He was able to leave his walking frame behind and go walking by himself without support for the first time in many years. So that was a very substantial improvement. I think one of the secrets of getting well is to keep your journal and keep a good record of what is going on week by week and month by month, so that you can see very small improvements. Because I kept my diary, and the very small improvements encouraged me to keep on going, so that I was able to accumulate large improvements over a longer period of time.